This is Elizabeth Babalola, nurse practitioner, dictating on date of service of 9/16/2022. Patient's last name is Perkins. First name is David. Date of birth is 5/22/1951. Patient is a 71-year-old male who's been coming to the clinic for swelling of his right elbow. Fluid has been drained on each visit from the elbow. He denies any pain, no limited range of motion reported. We're still expecting a culture of the fluid that was sent to the lab, and result remains pending. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT, patient denies any nasal discharge, no air pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes, patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac, patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory, patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI, patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Skin, patient complain of swelling of the right elbow. He denies any pain or any open lesions. Musculoskeletal, patient denies any joint pain or joints, has a swelling of the right elbow joint. Patient remains on 2 oral antibiotics. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress, vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies, weight is 167.4 pounds, O2 saturation 97%, blood pressure 128/76, pulse is 68, respiration 18, temperature 98. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygray, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel sometimes 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily, with the exception of swelling of the with a fluctuant swelling over the right elbow. No limited range of motion evident. Neuro, patient is alert, oriented times 3. No deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry. No lesions, no abrasion. Slight erythema noted over the right elbow. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Today, was able to evacuate by 8 cc's of serosanguineous fluid from the right elbow. Patient tolerated the procedure well. He is to continue to wrap the elbow to minimize the swelling. Explained to him and demonstrated a proper wrapping of the elbow, demonstrated using a 3-inch ACE bandage. Patient to continue the 2 oral antibiotics of clindamycin and Bactrim DS. Diagnosis, bursitis of the right elbow and drainage of elbow joint effusion. Follow-up visit scheduled for 1 week or as needed. Next patient, last name is Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S. First name is Catherine, K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Date of birth is 7/10/1992. Date of service is 9/16/2022. Patient is a 30-year-old female who presents for follow-up regarding lab results. She's a breastfeeding mom who currently is lactating and denies any acute symptoms. Review of systems, HEENT, ENT, patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no fever, no sore throat, no loss of painful swallowing, eyes patient denies any blur vision or eye pain, cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations, respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough, GI patient denies any abdominal pain or nausea, vomiting or diarrhea, skin patient denies any rash or abrasion, musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient appears well-groomed, she's alert and oriented with no acute distress, vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies, weight is 124.2 pounds, O2 saturation 100%, blood pressure 196 over 62, pulse is 68, respiration 18, temperature 97.8. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polyp, renal erythema, oral mucosa, apical moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart, S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel substance 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented, times 3, no deficit. It noted, patient lab results were reviewed with her, marked elevation of total cholesterol also given to patients with proper understanding. She, at this moment, she cannot be placed on statin due to the category C of the drug class. Patient to continue using diet as to stay on low cholesterol diet and maintain her exercise activity. Also, patient to avoid any fried foods and stay on high fiber diet. Elevated potassium also was indicated here. Patient was told to increase her oral fluids to minimize the potassium elevation and also avoid or limit any food products that may promote potassium elevation. Here, diagnosis for this visit, hyperlipidemia, lab review, hyperlipidemia, hyperkalemia, and follow-up visit scheduled for 3 months when we will reevaluate patient's lab results. I mean, we will repeat the lab and evaluate results. Thank you.